Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We are talking about something that affects all of your wallets, the environment and your kitchen. And that, of course, is food waste. Sophie Truman, who is the country director for Too Good To Go, is with me in studio today. Sophie, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm grand, thanks. How are you?
Good, not too bad. You are here to tell us about you're trying to inform us to have a better understanding of food waste, what we can keep, when we can use things, when we have to throw things out. It's to try and get a better handle of the best before and the use by dates. Why is that though?
So I think, first of all, we all know that food waste is bad. It's bad for the planet, and it's one of the major contributors to climate change when we look at greenhouse gases. But from a consumer's perspective, it's also bad for our wallets, as you touched on. It's actually costing Irish households on average €700 per year. So if we can do something about that, it's not only good for the planet, but it's also helping our wallets as well.
That's because we're going to the fridge. We realise that something maybe has a best before date of the 8th of May today, or perhaps a use by date. We don't know what to do with it. We just chuck it out.
Exactly that. So there's, I think, a lot of confusion around date labels. And it's that misconception, particularly when we look at best before labels, that's causing a lot of food waste. So actually, when we look at some of the stats, 38% of Irish people are throwing away items that are past the best before date because they think they're not safe to eat. Mm. And actually, what we're trying to do with our latest campaign is dispel some of those myths. So there's two types of date labels.
Yep.
Use by, which is very much a safety indicator. So you'll see that on things like meat and fish. And then best before, which is more just a quality indicator. So it's really this concept of challenging some of our premature or pre-seeded thoughts around best before to try and save more food from going to waste.
So is the only date that we have to pay any attention to the use by date?
I think the use by date is one that I would strongly advise you follow. That is a strong guidance of safety of that food. But when it comes to best before dates, my strong advice for all the listeners here is to really think about your senses. Look, smell, taste. And that's the premise of our campaign. So I think it's almost going back a bit in time and thinking, if we've got, say, some yogurt in our fridge and it might be best before 8th of May. If you look at it and it looks fine, if you smell it and there's nothing slightly odd there, and you give it a taste and it tastes fine, it's actually probably totally okay to eat. So that's what we're trying to do, is actually educate consumers that with best before date labels, very often it can last a lot longer than the label indicates, and it's more just a quality label rather than safety.
So employ the sniff test for the best before date.
Yes.
Not so much the use by date.
Exactly that.
Well, I was talking to colleagues today, Sophie, before we came on air, who tell me that there's absolutely nothing they wouldn't eat, even if it's past the use by date after a day or two, if it smelled all right.
Yeah, I mean, that's great to hear, because you are using your senses. I think I wouldn't want to advise on use by. I think they have quite strong guidance.
Surely you couldn't eat fish after the use by date.
I wouldn't advise to. But what I would suggest is, if you're seeing it go out or it's on the day, pop it in the freezer. You know, that is a great way of capturing the quality. But with best before dates, which a lot of products are, so you think about a lot of dairy items,
eggs,
bread, pastries, a lot of dry goods, best before is really just an indicator. And some of those products can last months after that best before date if they're stored properly as well.
Who sets the best before and the use by date? So is it the manufacturer?
Yes, exactly. That will be the manufacturer that sets those dates.
And that's governed, I'm sure, by the regulatory body for that, is it?
Yes. Yes, it is. So, as I said, use by definitely is a signal for the safety of those products. But best before has a lot of flexibility. So I would urge customers and listeners to, when you're looking at that product, do look, smell, taste, use a sniff test, as you said, and hopefully you'll be able to save more food that you're throwing away from going in the bin.
Which food types are most affected by the best before dates in terms of the quality?
So you touched on one there, eggs. Eggs, milk is a one that's thrown away. Bread as well. They're the three biggest categories.
What about your veg? Fruit, you know, berries and stuff.
Yeah, so fruit and veg is a prime one. So they all have best before labels. Actually, what we're seeing now is a lot of retailers scrapping dates, any dates at all on their produce and urging customers to store them correctly and sniff them. So yeah, bread, milk, eggs, fruit and veg are the main categories that are best before.
And, you know, if you were to eat particularly the likes of your dairy or your fruit or veg, well, not so much fruit, but I suppose meat or fish after the use by date, what kind of illnesses are we talking about? I mean, I don't fancy finding out, but...
Well, yeah, I think my advice though would be don't do it for use by dates, because you can get seriously ill with potentially food poisoning on those. But with best before, that has a much lower risk. And if you look to your senses and food is stored properly, then things like fruit and veg, bread, eggs, they can last a lot longer than the best before label indicates.
Now, what about your tinned foods? Do they really go off after a best before or use by date?
So that's another one, Andrea, where they're best before. And those guys tend to have a much longer shelf life.
So think of your can of tuna.
Yes.
But again, I wouldn't fancy eating that after a use by date.
But that would be tend to be a best before date. For canned goods, it most likely is best before.
So there's again, no use by date on it? Or is it?
So for a lot of canned goods, if you think about your beans and that are
chickpeas.
Preserved, exactly, that will be a best before date. So again, it's an indicator of quality. So the quality will deteriorate after that time, but the risk to food safety is lower there. So for best before items in your cupboard, they can last months, sometimes years after that. It's just that the quality will deteriorate slightly.
Right. Kind of a quick fire round. These are questions from some of our listeners. Okay.
Sure.
Where do you keep the mayonnaise? Fridge or press?
Fridge.
100% it's the fridge, isn't it?
Yes.
The amount of people's houses I go into and they've keeping things like mayonnaise, Caesar dressing in a cupboard.
So, look, it's not going to kill you, right? But I think if you put those items in a fridge, it will preserve them for longer and you're guaranteeing a better quality and freshness. So I would always say fridge for any opened preservative like
so
that.
So even your tomato ketchup?
Yep, I would suggest the fridge.
Yeah, your soy sauce, sweet chilli sauce, all of this stuff should be in the fridge.
It would be better off in the fridge for sure. Again, if you keep it in the cupboard, you're not going to get a really bad illness. But I would advise for better quality and freshness for always the fridge.
I'd say I keep absolutely everything in the fridge. Short of cans, everything is thrown into the fridge. Listeners wondering about the likes of gherkins and, you know, your jar of beetroot.
Yes.
Presume that's the fridge.
Again, I would always suggest the fridge. It's a wonderful piece of technology, the fridge. It can just preserve those items for longer.
Throw it all in. Right, Texter, where am I going to store the veg?
Fridge as well.
Everything.
So fridge, I would say, for as much as you can. And then for more root type veg, like potatoes, parsnips, onions, a cool, dry cupboard is the best place to keep those guys.
Bananas, apples and berries?
Bananas is a controversial one. I like to keep my bananas out of the fridge because they can go black. But berries and all other fruits, I would strongly suggest the fridge.
Yeah, listeners fresh. Asking, does best before become used by once it's opened? Good question.
That is a good question. My guidance there would be no, it doesn't. So what if it's used by, it's very much always used by. If it's best before, it doesn't change. But again, use your senses there and follow the instructions on packet.
Served a Christmas pudding 3 years after the best before date. The guest said that it was one of the nicest things that ever tasted.
There you go.
Yeah,
I love
we
that.
Cannot support that, but best of luck to you. Listener says, regarding the sliced ham from the deli counter, have used day or two after. It's been fine, just sounds used before. Ham, sliced ham?
Yeah, so that one would be technically more used by, but again, it is a slightly preserved item, so there's a bit more flexibility there. Mm. I would use the sniff test there. I think for things like meat, if it smells slightly
no.
It's normally gone.
Meats.
So
straight
again,
the
guidance on best before is lower risk items such as your fruit and veg, dairy, and packaged goods.
Are there any common foods that people put in the fridge that they shouldn't?
That's a good question. I mean, I would say some people put bread in the fridge.
Surely it goes very hard.
It can go. It depends on the type of bread, right? So I think sometimes I probably wouldn't advise getting that. We've touched on bananas. That's a bit controversial. But my overall steer would be, if you can, the fridge can help preserve freshness for most things.
Well, eggs is another one. I know people who keep their eggs in the cupboard and others then in the fridge.
Yeah. And again, I think, you know, either way is okay. the fridge will preserve them for longer because of the temperature. That's like scientifically proven. But again, if you keep them in a cool, dry place in a cupboard, then they'll stay for a fair amount of time too.
Okay, and finally, this texter tells me, I go by the smell test for meat and fish, a visual test for bread and pastries, and a float test for eggs. Freeze up your berries straight from the shopping bag. You'll be really surprised to see how quickly they defrost.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, my partner gets sick of how much I put in the freezer because it's such a wonderful way to preserve things as well. So I think definitely use the freezer, use the fridge, and just use your senses. Like, I think that's the main message here. We can empower people to use more of the food that they buy if they just go back to looking, smelling and tasting their food.
Yeah, a listener here says, we had sausage rolls yesterday with a use-by date of the 29th of April. Very tasty. That's this listener. I'll take your word for it. If you take one thing from this interview today, it's that mayonnaise needs to be kept in a fridge. Is that fair enough?
That's totally fair. Use your senses and enjoy that mayonnaise.
Sophie Truman, who's the country director for Too Good To Go in Ireland and the UK. Sophie, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.